There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday. Live local talk over the next couple of hours. Glad you're here. The phone and text hotline, of course, 343-0106. We'll talk about the brand new app and how folks are been using that app to put their Father's Day dad jokes into the mix. It's a competition. We'll talk more about that in a second. But the information everybody wants to know about, what causes my phone to ring a lot between radio shows, is what Dr. Bill says. And, well, I press this button right here and say hello to our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Sean.
Hey, so watching the radar, we've had some of the bands coming through already, rain coming through our area. Kind of walk us through the continuing timeline, and are we looking at strengthening, or is it staying like it is? What are we looking at?
Well, we are looking at some strengthening that could occur this afternoon and tonight. It has not been... The system has not been upgraded yet to a depression or a tropical storm. Right now, the center of this tropical system is over the western and Gulf, but approaching Louisiana. It looks like it will make landfall in Louisiana tomorrow morning, most likely after daybreak. And it'll be in the vicinity of probably Grand Isle, Louisiana. And then it will track across the New Orleans area through southeast Mississippi, and through southwest Alabama, and then on up through central Alabama, and eventually end up on late Sunday in the mountains of North Georgia. So it may strengthen a little bit, but this is going to be a rain event. Right now, all the rain is located on the eastern side of the system, and it hadn't really moved into our area. We've had a few little showers over the last few hours, but the heaviest rain is out over the Gulf. And it'll be moving in some of it this afternoon, but mainly tonight and tomorrow, and then on into Sunday. And even though the storm may be way up toward Georgia by late Sunday, I expect a lot of those showers and thunderstorms to kind of continue to stream northeast right over our area and on up through Alabama into Monday and even Tuesday. And that's even when the storm is far away. So it's going to be around for a while, at least the effects of this this system. The rainfall that we're going to experience here will be heavy at times. We could see some, likely we'll see some flash flooding, and we could see anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of rain between this afternoon and the end of Sunday. So and maybe more in some areas. As for winds, well, it's again, this is a rain event. If it does increase a little bit in intensity, we can expect to see breezy conditions tonight, mainly out of the southeast, and then windy tomorrow and tomorrow night, maybe 20 to 30 miles per hour, a few higher gusts. It's possible that gusts of 40 miles an hour will occur right along the coast, but most of it in the range of 20 to 30, so that's not too bad. And of course, the rain is going to be the problem, and also some coastal flooding, because I look for water levels to run 1 to 3 feet above normal along the coast.
All right. So, okay, we've got a timeline you laid out that is from right now through, at some level, Tuesday. Tuesday, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, that's right. And that's when the storm is long gone, way up past the Appalachians on the East Coast. There's still going to be moisture streaming from the Gulf right across Alabama, northwest Florida. So we'll see periods of showers and thunderstorms. And it's really not going to be till Wednesday and Thursday that we start to get back to a normal pattern of a few afternoon showers. and, of course, warmer temperatures. That's one good thing. The temperatures will be in the 80s rather than the 90s that we experience, at least for the next several days. And as it appears now, it looks like the major corridor of rain, which will be over us and then extending up through Alabama, will be through central Alabama and then up into north Georgia. So northern Alabama, northern Mississippi, they got a lot of rain over the last week or more. They may not experience a lot of the real heavy rain. They will be a little bit too far to the north and west. So right now it looks like through central Alabama and including Birmingham, we'll get a lot of this heavy rain over the next 24 to 48 hours and more.
We have some flooded rivers in our state with the Alabama and the Tom Bigby with that.
Yes.
You also mentioned maybe 40 miles an hour gust down on the coast, less as we go inland. What about threats of tornadoes? Is that a chance here over tonight, tomorrow?
That's always a problem in tropical systems because you indicate what we expect the wind conditions to be. But in individual thunderstorms that sometimes can get very strong, you get stronger winds. And we will see some of those thunderstorms that as all this rain moves inland, they can produce some very strong wind gusts, and there's a possibility of some tornado activity. I don't expect a lot of it, but we may see some isolated tornadoes form. And that's not unusual for tropical systems as they come on shore to find some of that severe weather to the to the eastern side of the storm system.
So you, as we wrap here, do you believe does this get named Claudette? Everybody's talking about it would be tropical storm Claudette. Does it get that wind speed before making landfall?
Could be, it probably will see it. Become a very minimal tropical storm, but it's going to be very close to the coast, and that status will not last very long because it'll move onshore, and the circulation will weaken. But the big thunderstorms, though, and all that rain to the east will continue to move onshore all the way through the weekend. Now, Sunday, we may see a few breaks of sunshine between heavy showers, it's going to be a rainy weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, we sure appreciate the update and having you watching this for us, and we'll be checking back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert. Man that's been forecasting tropical weather in this neck of the woods for four decades. That's why you stick with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams all the time, but especially during hurricane season. All right, and we'll get you updated on if things change and we're watching the radar and we have kind of issues, if there's anything that's closed. And there are some things closed. Let me add that. There's no roadways closed, but there's a pretty much, I have a list here from the city, but I would argue that if it's an outdoor activity tomorrow, most likely it's going to be closed. And I said Seals Family Fun Night is off. Market in the Park Cathedral Square is off. The Juneteenth Rhythm of Freedom is off. Saturdays at the co-op is off. Volleyball clinic at Hillsdale off. Dang it, Dalton, that's what I had it scheduled for. Youth baseball in Medal of Honor Park is off as well. But I'm sure most outdoor activities or events have been canceled for Mobile and Baldwin counties. I'm guessing if you have if you have something that's on that you're not canceling, it's an outdoor thing, let me know. Let's do it that way. We'll let folks know what isn't. Probably the shorter list out there. So that's, what'd be expected, rainy weekend, but we'll make our ways through it. All right, coming up on the show today, in around 12:35, Lee Habib is going to join me. Lee is the founder and president of Our American Stories that you hear on Saturdays here from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. And we'll talk more about his radio show, but we're also talking about a film that is debuting that focuses on the problem of fatherlessness. And obviously, timed well for Father's Day weekend. We'll talk to Lee Habib coming up at 12:30. When we come back, your dad jokes as we continue the competition here. And hopefully we'll find a winner here for the fantastic prize pack. More on that when we return.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:20, FM Talk 106.5 on this Friday, rainy Friday. It'll be a rainy Saturday, rainy Sunday, kind of rainy Monday, a little bit rainy Tuesday, says staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. It's Father's Afternoon coming up on Sunday.
Gonna be raining.
Father's Hour. Part of what we're doing here to celebrate Father's Day, I've got, Lee Habib coming in a second here, but Dalton and I are continuing this discussion and this competition as it comes to dad jokes. Mm. And what's nice is all I had to do is say dad jokes, and y'all absolutely understand the kind of jokes I'm talking about. Yeah. No explanation was needed.
None needed. And I've said before, I was a longtime dad joker, mm-hmm. even before I became a dad. It was probably almost the ruin of my relationship with my now wife, all the dad jokes. But what can I say? The funniest dad joke that I remember, my dad's probably said, well, I know he said funnier jokes over time, but we were driving through Biloxi one day, and a group of teenagers walked by, and they were wearing dark clothes and very white skin and
right.
hair over their eyes.
Oh, I know the
look. It was simple. He just went, oh, my goth. I lost it. Simple, simple dad joke that worked exactly the way it was supposed to.
I need to go see some. I got to have some goths come out so we can use that one for my kids. So what we decided here is we'd make it a competition. So up for grabs here for the best dad joke that y'all have used the brand new FM Talk 106.5 app. And when you download the app, it's free. Yeah, it's on iTunes and Google Play. There's a button at the bottom of the screen that's a talkback. It shows a mic, and you hit that, and you can leave us a message, sends it right to us.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still text and call and all the great things you've done before, but this gives us a way for you just to send us a quick voice. And we want to hear you deliver the joke is why
yes.
we did this.
Yeah, it's all about delivery. And for this instance, you know, we wanted you to send audio messages in for this contest. But really, if you feel that you need to comment on anything in
yes.
Mobile Mornings, the Jeff Poor Show, Midday Mobile, just leave a comment there, and then it could be played on the air. So rather than having to wait on hold, or maybe your intent won't get through on the text message, feel free to leave a voicemail anytime.
All right, so we decided to be a competition here. So up for grabs for the best dad joke is the FM Talk Father's Day package. Yeah, sounds right. You get the fishing team shirt, a plane guarding for the Gulf Coast planting wheel, the FM Talk 106.5 floating keychain, and a pack of FM Talk 106.5 huggers.
Yeah,
right?
Sounds good.
All right, so
we'll let you vote on the text line, any that you really like, but the way this contest is weighted, due to time, Sean and I will probably be the final arbiters of who
yeah,
wins.
We'll see. But yeah, we'd like your input here. And I'm going to kind of give the jokes a name so they're easier to remember when
okay.
you vote.
All right.
So let's go with the first joke here. We'll call this the deer joke.
Okay.
Deer joke. All right, deer joke. Dad joke number one in the competition, and go.
What do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. What do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs? Still no idea. There's more to that joke, but I don't think I can say it on air.
Okay.
Safe.
So there's the deer joke.
All right.
Okay, deer joke number one. This one we'll call the dog joke. Okay?
Okay.
This is in the theme of the what do you calls, right?
Yeah.
What do you call a dog with no legs? It don't matter. He won't come anyhow.
All right. That's dog. The dog won't come anyhow. I like that one. Very daddy.
The dog joke. There you go. Okay, that was our second entry. Third entry in the, and we have culled through some of these, so we've brought kind of a selected group through
yeah.
here.
We had some repeats, some similar ones.
So we had, these are all, I would say original. They're not original, but original to the first person that used the feature to bring them in.
Yes.
All right. We'll call this the bike joke.
Okay.
Bike joke.
I'm
all
ready.
Right.
Sean, it's Kevin, and I would have ridden my bike to work today, but it was too tired.
The bike joke.
The too tired bike joke.
I get
all right?
it. I get it. It has two tires.
This is. You can explain these. Because if you're explaining the dad joke, I don't. This is. It should have the instant reaction. The dad joke. Well, sometimes dad jokes have like a 2 or 3 second delay. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For me, certainly.
If it goes on longer than that, then well. All right. This one, this was the ninja joke.
Okay.
The ninja.
Ninja.
Ninja dad joke
From
here.
From deer to dogs to bikes, now ninjas.
What do ninjas drink?
Hmm.
What the?
Ninja. And a female getting involved there.
That's good.
Like, yeah, we didn't say it had to be a dad with
no.
the dad joke.
No, it's a dad joke, but it can be delivered by anybody. Let's see here. Do I dare? Knock, knock joke?
Okay, right. Let's give it a shot.
Knock, knock joke.
Hey, y'all, Jim at Georgetown. Did you happen to hear the one about the fellow that created the knock knock joke?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he won the the Nobel Prize. I'll be here all week.
That was pretty good.
It's pretty strong. Pretty strong. Because usually when I see knock-knock jokes, I go, oh, no.
Yeah, not a knock-knock joke. Not another one of those.
But this is, all right. Let's see here. This one. This is the stick joke.
Okay, stick. Stick joke.
Stick joke.
What is brown and sticky? A stick.
It's very sticky.
I like it. And very, I get it.
Very sticky. Now, here we go. This is a walks into a bar joke, all right? Let's see.
Two men walked into a bar. The third one ducked.
Very simple, very effective.
Yeah, very. Some of these, like, that's a 4-second joke, but it brings the heat in that 4 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. Here's one. Is this a math equation? We'll call this the number dad joke.
Okay.
All right.
Here's a classic. Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
It's good, and it teaches some numbers for the kids while we're at it, right? Like, dad gets to do a joke and talk about numbers with the children.
That's like Skinner's Sweet Home Alabama of the dad jokes.
Very much so. Very much so. Maybe more Freebird.
Nice.
Maybe more Freebird. All right. This one is about your back. Okay.
You know, I just recently heard this joke about a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone told it to me about a week back.
All right. So we'll call that the week back joke.
Okay. All right. Yes. That was funny.
Let's see here. This one, I don't know if this is the animals joke.
The animals.
Something
joke.
About
okay.
Elephant.
All right. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay. Here we go.
What do you get when you cross a rhinoceros with an elephant? Elephrino.
Another classic there.
It's good. Quality.
Elephrino.
It's the Elephrino joke. Okay, so if you're keeping notes here, mental notes, that's the Elephrino joke. All right, let's see. This is one. We played this one this morning, but we're going to put it back in the mix too. Like this. This is a personalized.
Okay, yeah.
Dad joke.
Dad wanted out of the Marine Corps after 25 years, but they wouldn't let him. So he bought a big chair and named it Mississippi. We lived in Alabama. He was stationed in South Carolina. He'd go AWOL and come home and sit in the chair and said, if anybody calls, you tell him I'm in Mississippi. Sure enough, somebody would call and ask for Master Gunnery Sergeant Hanson, and we'd look at the chair and go, he's in Mississippi. They would say, when is he going to get back? I said, I don't know, whenever he gets up. Dad would go back whenever he wanted to, never got in trouble.
That's
I like
good.
That. That's
personalized.
Yeah, it personalized and talks about dad as well. Not just a dad joke, but,
Yeah, memories there.
All right. So that's, we'll call that your personalized dad.
Mm-hmm.
Plumber.
The plumber. All right.
Okay, plumber joke.
I'm ready.
Okay. Plumber goes to the door, knocks on the door. Somebody says inside, who is it? Plumber says, it's the plumber. Nobody answers the door. Knocks again. He hears, who is it? He said, it's the plumber. Still, nobody answers the door. Getting frustrated. He knocks louder. Says, who is it? He said, it's the plumber. So he has a heart attack. Just right there on the sidewalk. Dead. And two old ladies come walking by, and Mildred looks and says, oh, my God. I wonder who that is. And the parrot inside said, it's the plumber.
That's good.
The plumber.
Mildred made that joke, I think.
It does. It detail makes comedy.
It does.
All right. This from our buddy CB Carl. It's what ripped from today's headlines about Postal Service, I think.
Huh.
This is CB Carl. I'm trying out your new app. And, I got a dad joke for you. Did you hear the one about the envelope that was mailed with no postage? You won't get it.
That's pretty good. Pretty good and accurate, as you said, it's from today's headlines.
I mean, it's like fresh. It's like a monologue from one of the late night shows. okay, so we'll call that won't get it or
get
postal,
it.
Whichever one. Anything, letter, whatever. That's the name for it.
Okay.
Letter, postal, CB Carl, all those words.
CB Carl, yeah.
The last one as we head into the news here in our competition, well, it's I'll just let it speak for itself.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To prove to the armadillo that it really could be done. Man, there is dead armadillos, dead everywhere out here on this road. Y'all have a happy Friday. Thanks, guys.
It's carnage. Armadillo carnage. Joke. So some of our offerings there in dad jokes. I'd like to see what y'all score them on the text line. We're scoring it here. And by the end of the show, we're going to award a winner here in our dad joke, inaugural dad joke competition.
Great, great job, dads and female out there. Some very good dad jokes.
All right. Lee Habib joins us next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. And we'll keep up to date with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. If anything changes out there on that, but once again, looking at something that may make tropical storm status by the time it gets onshore in Louisiana. But it is going to be its big rainmaker for us, so we'll keep our eyes on that and let you know if anything needs to be updated. All right, as I mentioned, we went into the news here. A guest joining us now, Lee Habib, and we're going to talk about this film, The Streets Were My Father. But first of all, I would like to just all of us say hello to Lee and talk about his radio show, Our American Stories, that you can hear Saturdays from 3 to 5 right here on FM Talk. Welcome, Lee Habib. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Man, it's a pleasure, and really do love the radio show, and I'll get people, you know, the next week, show airs on Saturday, will be like, that show, you know, and I know when they say that show that was on Saturday, we got, you know, tons of shows, and I know exactly what they were talking about. They're talking about your show, Our American Stories. It's fantastic. Tell folks how you developed this show, what it's all about.
Sure. You know, I went to law school with Laura Ingram and did her national show, and I've run national shows like Dennis Prager's and Larry Elder and still do. But in the end, about 5.5 years ago, I started thinking, you know, we're fighting about a lot of things. But what about the story of America? And by the way, one of the arguments is, what is the story of America? And so I figured, why not do a show that was dedicated to just storytelling? No Trump, no Biden, no left, no right, no nothing in terms of the news. But what is the fight really over? And in large measure, it's about the past. That's why the progressives are working hard to alter what history is and how it's told. And so that was the endeavor, to tell the story of America to Americans, and not just George Washington and the Civil War, but like, who is Henry Ford? Who's Steve Jobs? What is this thing, free enterprise? How does it work? And let's do it through story, not through debate. And moreover, what about faith stories, country? And what about generosity stories and love stories and stories of courage? You know, the American people are a beautiful and good country. They adopted my Italian and his grandparents and loved. Yeah, there were some insults and some slights in the beginning, but that's everybody. People around the world haven't liked each other. The Chinese and the Japanese, the Irish Catholics and the Protestants, the different tribes in Africa taste each other. Americans get along so remarkably, beautifully, given all the diversity in this great country. We're the original diversity country. Long before this talk of diversity, we've been doing it forever.
Yeah, they used to call it melting pot.
Diversity is a key word now for Marxism. It's that plain and simple. And the real diversity in this country we celebrate, and that is all these different immigrant groups who've come here from time immemorial to seek either religious liberty or economic freedom, and they're still coming for those reasons.
You know, Lee, your stories you tell on the show, I mean, the historical stories and stories of, I'd say regular Americans, but they're inspiring. You hear these stories and it's, you know, somebody describing how what they did in this country, how they built their life. And by the end of it, you like want to hop up out of the chair and go do something. It's inspiring is probably the best word.
Well, that's the purpose of storytelling in the end. See, the progressives want to depress us, and they tell stories to actually make us hate our country. I don't know how else to describe it. And I love to tell stories about the stories my grandparents told me, because I witnessed it. Every time they'd see a flag, they'd cry. And yeah, Italians got called nicknames, and there were some bad things that happened to Lebanese people. But on balance, this country was so wonderful. And these are inspiring stories. This is an inspirational country. Again, why the heck would my Lebanese grandparents cross an ocean to learn a new language and start over? Do you want to talk about a do-over? Mm-hmm. The do-over. And why do people want to do the do-over here and not China? Why isn't everybody marching to China right now? Nobody's going to China to do a do-over. Nobody's going to Putin's beautiful Russia to do a do-over. Heck, they're not even going to Western Europe to do do-overs anymore. Everybody's coming here. And they're not going to Mexico. They're going through Mexico to come here.
Lee, have you thought about that? That the I don't know if it's true irony, but the fact that people are risking everything to come to this country, and that's why I respect legal immigrants so very, very much. They risk everything to come here at the same time that people that are running the show right now are almost not – they're telling them it's a horrible place, but they're still coming. Either they know something or they're not listening to the progressives.
Yeah, I have a friend who's Kenyan, and we're starting to do series now on Kenyans and Ugandans. Been coming here for 20 years now, and they're Kenyans and Ugandans are now making more per capita than white Americans. They're knocking the ball off the cover. Indian Americans from India are knocking the ball off the cover. They're the richest per capita income earners, having displaced American Jews. They're a minority too. So if you think about it, wow, so Jews came here because it's a white supremacist country. The Jews know something about white supremacy. Yeah. The Africans are coming here from Africa because it's a racist nation? No, they came from places like Idi Amin's Uganda. One of my dear friends escaped that. So when he comes to America and looks around, he goes, America's a racist country? Well, that's news to me. I mean, they're a racist. Of course they're a racist.
Yep.
They're everywhere in the world. They're racist. But America, a racist country, it's utterly such a lie. And this brown-skinned Lebanese Sicilian is here to tell everyone listening, most white people, and I mean the overwhelming majority, treated my family on both sides absolutely beautifully.
And you talk about your family a lot here, and that's important and a great way to get into the film, The Streets Were My Father. And this, you know, we talk about, this is important anytime. I mean, obviously we're talking about it, you release it because it's Father's Day weekend. I get that. But this has to be a, you know, 24/7, 365 discussion here of the value of fathers for children. Kind of walk us through the stories you tell in this film.
Sure. On the air and on a radio show, and the overwhelming response was, please make this a film. We want to see these guys. We want to meet them. We want more of them. We followed three inner city men in Chicago, one black, one half black and white, and then one half Hispanic. And their lives from fatherlessness to gangs, from gangs to prison, and from prison to God. And God changed everything. And this happens in the country regularly. Nobody's writing about it. Nobody's talking about it. And by the way, once you hear that story, you're going to be going to your church going, hey, what are we doing to help in this space? You know, is there a ministry around we can support? And the sad part is there's not a lot of places to spread the good news in this country. Everything's conflict. Everything's adversarial. And I got to tell you, there are some spaces in America. Take prison reform. Ted Cruz and Dianne Feinstein bring a bill to Donald Trump. Donald Trump signs it. And we have prison reform, and Newt Gingrich and Van Jones are working together on it. Nobody wants to report that, right? Because this is people coming together for the common good and doing something really good. And I think it's so hard now. The environment is so difficult for people, even who disagree about some things, maybe tax policy, to say they agree on others. And here we want to say, fathers matter, and almost everybody agrees. What can we do about it? The government can't love a child. But we can, and churches are doing yeoman's work in this field, and I wanted to give a hat tip to the churches and prison ministries around this country who are saving lives and going into the battle line every day. They're not complaining about this problem. They're trying to solve it.
Well said, and yes, absolutely should praise those people for doing it, and I would imagine incentivize more people to get in and do what they're doing.
Well, this is the power of storytelling. You know, when I was involved on the periphery with the Sean and Leanne Toohey story, and that's the Blind Side story, what they told me after it was over was that, wow, you won't believe what's happening to adoption rates. Because of one story, people want to adopt. And that is the power of storytelling in the end. It's its imitative power. We want to imitate the heroes and the stories we see. And these are ordinary American heroes. Manny Mill, who saved these three guys, is just an ordinary American hero. And they're all around us in our community.
You list some statistics here on I want to talk about the positive part of this, but the other side of this is what happens if there's not the influence of a father or a father figure on those children. You talk about the rate in which they're incarcerated, the rate which they drop out of school. Kind of go through that with us.
Sure. I mean, look, a single statistic says it all. 85% of all young men in juvenile detention centers are fathers.
Wow.
Fatherless. That's 85%. And drop out sexual abuse. On the girls' side, sexual abuse, teen pregnancy. Girls do different things. Boys use their aggression, join gangs, and kill people and rob people. girls, they get pregnant, and they're promiscuous, and they're seeking love in all the wrong places because of father. By our Father's Day film next year is the impact of fathers on girls. This one was about the impact of fathers on boys. We've been running a social science experiment in the country, and the social experiment is, let's see what happens if you take fathers out of the homes. Well, now we know. So now it's time to put them back in.
How do you're talking about the programs and people that are doing yeoman's work out there. How do we do more of that? What do we do? Is it, you know, we talk about different programs. I'll have people on the show. Been involved in some things that work with getting kids in the outdoors who don't have fathers. But what, like, is there, you know, the top three things from Lee Habib who does this and watches all that, the top three things somebody can be doing?
It's this simple. It's not a grand program, right? The program is our church. All we have to do is walk into our church and say, let's put a body on two more boys, two more girls. That's it. It's almost that simple. It's up to us. And if we're Christians, oh, my goodness, it's our commission to do this anyway. So let's just go do it. And if there are some charities that are doing this and some nonprofits that we can support in our neighborhood, let's go seek them out. In other words, let's not be fatalistic, especially if we're Christians. We have no right to be fatalistic. You know, God is the answer to these kids' problems, and love is the answer. In the end, love is the answer. And if we can each put a body on one boy, one, all of us, just one, and there are millions of us doing this, 700,000 people come out of prison every year. This is completely doable. We don't need a grand program. We just need the I, that personal responsibility and that personal love of a stranger loving another stranger. You ask around and you'll find a boy who needs help. Talk to any high school principal or coach. They'll tell you who the people are that need some help.
Fantastic. Let's talk about somebody who wants to watch the film here, The Streets Were My Father. Where do they go, Lee? How can they check this out?
They can go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Or they can just Google The Streets Were My Father. Again, it's The Streets Were My Father at salemnow.com.
All right, we will check that out, and of course, perfect for over the weekend for us to watch, and then everybody check out Our American Stories with that man right there, Lee Habib, 3 to 5 on Saturday afternoons here at FM Talk. And call us back. Let's talk about this for sure next year, but before then, let's get an update on it. But when you release your next one about the impact for young ladies as well, let's do that.
Happy to do it.
All right, there he is, Lee Habib. Check it in. And yeah, you can check out his radio show every Saturday from 3 to 5 here at FM Talk 106.5. So, really, the show, I do want y'all, I need to talk more about that show. If you haven't checked that out, you hear great stories from just folks like you and me, like regular people, and then you hear stories of the big names, you know, from our history. But you hear the ones that really get me are regular folks that did it, that overcame obstacles. It makes you want to get up out your chair and go do something. It's that kind of show. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Hey, a couple more late entries into the dad jokes coming here in just a second, and we will award today our winner for the inaugural dad joke competition. Maybe we can get our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM to give us one of those, or at least to talk inventory with us. Hey, Larry.
Good afternoon. How are you? No funny dad jokes.
Okay. All right. But on this Father's Day weekend, how's inventory looking?
It's great. We've had like 15 fresh vehicles come in the last 3 days, so we're getting them all serviced and ready and detailed and put on the lot for sale.
And you talk about that, the looking at the vehicle. If somebody wants to take it to their mechanic, that's fine, but by the time we get to look at it at LCM Motor Cars, y'all have had it inspected.
Absolutely. We have an inspection form. We'll go through, primarily is there any safety items whatsoever, but then we also do oil changes, windshield if necessary, tires if necessary. We try to have everything ready to go so after the purchase they don't have to spend any more money on it.
All right, speaking of money, let's just do that. How's financing looking right now?
Financing is tremendous. The lenders are really aggressive. We got great credit unions. We got major lenders. We got local finance companies, so we got a multitude of options.
All right, give us directions to come check out LCM Motor Cars.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry, and happy Father's Day.
Thanks. Same to you.
All right. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. More entries. Are we going to say that this is now the cutoff?
Because
this could go. This we're going to be here like we'll be here Sunday morning doing this during plain gardening if we don't.
Yeah, I'd say these last two. There was actually three for the first time ever. We had maybe one that was a little too blue for. Okay. And
these are dad jokes. These are jokes you would tell the kids sitting there in the back seat.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's right.
It's got to stay with that. There's the formula of the dad joke. There's the corniness of the dad joke. But it depends. I mean, if your children are in their 50s or something, it's a different story. But this is a teenagers and under in the back seat you're telling the jokes to.
Yeah, and I think these two, I gave them a pre-listen. Obviously, no one else has heard them yet. But I think these two could be contenders.
Okay.
If you heard the rest of them in that segment earlier, then you might have already picked out a favorite. I've seen some on the text line. But these two, the final two entries for our dad joke contest.
All right, so here we go. This one is the name joke. Is that the name joke?
That's right, yeah.
All right, the name joke.
Had a guy ask me the other day to name two types of structures that can hold water. I just sat and thought for a minute and said, well, damn.
See, and that one.
Oh,
depending on the age of
that would kill with my kids. They would love that. I'm writing that one down.
The appearance of a curse word there gives that one even extra giggles
right.
From the back seat.
Yes, yes. That's. I like, man, okay, so I've got one more here.
All right.
This is bathroom. Here we go.
All right. If you're an American when you go in the bathroom and you're an American when you come out of the bathroom, what are you while you're in the bathroom? European.
Very, very similar giggles on that one.
I think that one hits even harder with my 10-year-old. Yeah. He would hear that, and that would be much guffawing.
He's in the target demo for that.
That is in his wheelhouse, as we call it. So, all right. So we have the entries in here, and people have been voting on the text line.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, you could do all this. Just a side note, you could do all this from the app.
Yes.
Because you have to use the app for the TalkBack feature when you've downloaded the brand new FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free. It's at iTunes. It's at Google Play. You have it there. You're looking at the screen. At the bottom, there's a mic. You hit that. Mm-hmm. You press that. And then you leave your message, right? And it sends it to us, just like you heard these jokes.
Yeah. Mic, short for microphone. For those
I'm sorry. Microphone. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Shop talk. Too much shop talk. This is the only thing I've... Well, almost the only thing I've done for a living since I was 19 years old.
Somebody's looking for a guy named Mike.
Mike, yeah. So microphone thing, the symbol there for the microphone, you press that and you record, you know, right there, and it sends it to us. So if you want to drop us a voice message at any time, you can do that. But people have been using it in this competition to drop their dad jokes to us. Because we want to hear, people have texted and put it on Facebook, and that's fine, but we're not going to enter those because I want to hear your delivery.
Yes.
That's part of this comedy.
If you depend on us for the delivery, then we're just carrying your weight. Right?
Yeah, what do we know?
Yeah. I know nothing about comedy.
What do we know?
So you know, looking at the text line, believe it or not, the only lady who enters our competition seems to be getting the vote of the people, the ninja joke.
Now, if y'all didn't catch that earlier, that's the ninja joke. Here it is. Let's go. Ninja joke. Roll that.
What do ninjas drink? What the?
Great delivery.
Delivery is awesome.
Great delivery. So
very strong.
That seems to be getting the vote of the people. Remember, this is
the ninja joke
Father's
is
Day contest. That would be a heck of an upset there. I've got to say, I'm kind of partial to, well, the Mississippi joke was very personal.
Yeah, it was.
The guy whose father named his chair Mississippi.
Yes.
And anytime anyone called, he was in Mississippi.
And a Marine gunnery sergeant, yes.
I do like that one. I really think with the simplicity, with the delivery, I'm a big fan of the knock-knock joke.
So your vote is for the knock-knock joke.
Yeah, I think that's where my final vote is.
Let's go back here.
I think that was Jim who left the knock-knock joke.
So let's see. The knock-knock joke, here it is. This is what Dalton likes.
Hey, y'all, Jim at Georgetown, did you happen to hear the one about the fellow that created the knock knock joke? Yeah, he won the Nobel Prize.
See,
I'll be here all week.
It's quality.
Decent
quality
delivery.
It is good delivery.
That's where my vote's going.
It's quality. Tell you what, cliffhanger here. When we come back from the news, because mine is not either of those.
Oh. Okay.
But we'll tally up your votes, and then I'll put my heavy thumb on the scale, and we will award the prize in our inaugural dad joke competition.
All right. I'm tickled pink.
News is next.